This is an audiobook recording of Then I Was Guided by Muhammad Al-Tijani Al-Samawi. Details, purchase, and access to a copy of the book have been listed in the description box. Please enjoy, and let us all be lazy intellectuals. Peace. Then I Was Guided by Muhammad Al-Tijani Al-Samawi. Chapter 16. The Opinion of the Messenger Regarding the Companions. Number 1. The Hadith of the Poor. The Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi said, "As I was standing, there came a group of people whom I recognized, and a man stood between the group and myself, then said, 'Let us go.' I said, 'Where to?' He said, 'To hell by Allah.' I asked, 'What have they done?' He answered, 'They turned back after you had departed, and I expect only a few will reach salvation.' The Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi also said, 'I shall arrive at the pool before you, and he who passes by me will drink, and whoever drinks from it will never feel thirsty. There will come to me people that I know, and they know me, but we shall be separated. Then I shall say, "My companions," an answer shall come, "You do not know what they did after you left." Then I shall say, "Away with those who changed after me." When we look deeply at the various sayings that have been referred to by the Sunnis in their books, we have no doubt that most of the companions changed or even became apostates after the departure of the Messenger of Allah, except a few who were considered to be the minority. The above saying could not be applied to the third type of companions, for they were the hypocrites. And the text states, "I shall say, my companions." These sayings confirm and explain the holy Quranic verses that we mentioned earlier on, which talk about their retreat and their apostasy and the terrible torture awaiting them. Number 2. The Hadith for the Competition for this World. The Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi said, "I lead you and am your witness, and by Allah I now look at my pool, and have been given keys to the treasures of the earth, for the earth's keys. And by Allah, I am not worried that you become polytheist after me, but I am worried that you will compete for it." The Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi was right. They competed for this world to the extent that they fought each other, and each party accused the other of blasphemy. Some of the famous companions were eager to collect gold and silver, and historians such as Al-Masudi in Muruj al-Dahab and Al-Tabari and others stated that the wealth of Al-Zubair on its own came to 50,000 dinars and 1,000 horses with 1,000 slaves and many holdings in Basra, Al-Kufa, Egypt and many other places. The agricultural products from Iraq alone bought Talha 1,000 dinars every day and perhaps more than that. Abdul Rahman ibn Auf had 100 horses, 1,000 camels, and 10,000 sheep. After his death, a quarter of his wealth, which was divided amongst his wives, came to 84,000 dinars. Uthman ibn Affan left on the day of his death 150,000 dinars, apart from an enormous wealth of land, cattle, and villages. Zayd ibn Thabit left an amount of gold and silver that had to be broken by hammers. Apart from money and agricultural holdings which came to 100,000 dinars. These were just a few historical examples, since we do not want to go into detailed analysis of their importance at the moment. We only mention them as proof and support of the saying that they, these companions, were more interested in the present life. End of chapter 16.